producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on the second hour of Sunday, August 10th, 2014. And we're going to go back to your calls in the next segment on ISIS. We just had a special report from Alex Jones, as well as he joined us at the beginning of the last hour, talking about the escalation now that we see going back in Iraq. What's really behind this? Why is it necessary for us to do it now? Why didn't they do something earlier? What was going on in Syria as we saw al-Qaeda being rebranded, being re-equipped, being retrained as ISIS? All that's in the special report. You can find that on Infowars.com. But I wanted to go over some breaking news in this segment about what's happening today on Drudge Report. We have a Missouri crowd. We had a shooting going on there yesterday. There was a black teenager who was killed by the police. He was shot 10 times. Now, the police are saying that they suspected him of shoplifting. This is a guy that his family said had never been involved in any fights, was not a part of any gang, had never been in any trouble. He was being arrested, and according to the police, there was a struggle as they were putting him in the police car. A single shot was fired, and then he ran with his hands up. Now, a witness, and then he was shot 10 times and died in the streets. In the aftermath of that, there were hundreds of people that took to the streets, and they were shouting, "Kill the police," very angry, as this grandmother who was nearby, he was on his way to her house. She said, "My grandson never got into a fight even. He was looking forward to getting on with his life. He was on his way. He was ready. He had graduated from high school. He was beginning college in just a couple of weeks." The question is, when you look at this, when you look at the rules of engagement, of course, there was the story on Friday that was on Infowars.com picked up by Drudge. Walmart shopper was shot dead by cops after he picked up a BB gun. This is a guy picking up a BB gun in Walmart that is sold by Walmart. He's walking around in Walmart, and, of course, this soldier, I think it was a Marine that saw him, thought something was up, called the police. The police come in and shoot him dead right there in the store. I mean, that's what we're seeing now. This kind of zero tolerance of citizens, almost kind of a Judge Dredd kind of violence where, hey, this guy is walking around with a gun, I'll shoot him dead. This guy is running from us, he shouldn't be running. As the police chief in Ferguson, this is Ferguson, Missouri, said, I wouldn't think anybody would run away from the police if they didn't have anything to hide. And, of course, we've heard that here from our own police chief who says, hey, you know, just don't ever run from the police. Well, when we see this kind of violence happening in the streets, especially when young people who know what's going on in their neighborhood see this kind of thing happening over and over again, the question is, what did happen there? Well, we're not going to know for quite some time. Photography is not a crime got involved in this. Of course, Carlos Miller, and the reason he got involved in it was because the primary witness who got this on film on her camera had her camera confiscated. And then the police have said, this is going to take us a very long time to do this investigation. It's going to take weeks for them to, as long as 6 weeks, to determine whether or not this young man had alcohol or drugs in his system. Why would it take that long? I don't think it takes that long to do an investigation. I think they're waiting for the people to die down, the anger to die down. And there's also a report that's up on Drudge Today. Report says that robots will take over more jobs than they create. Now, this is a conference that's being held in Elon University in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they asked the people there who are experts in robotics technology, did they think that there would be more jobs created by these robots, or would they take jobs away from us? And they were pretty much split 50-50. 52% said that they thought they would create more jobs, but 48% feared that the role of artificial workers would be unstoppable, that humans would not be able to adjust in time to avoid massive unemployment and social disruption. And they point out that the experts are saying that by 2025, notice that number. You keep hearing 2020, 2025. That has been on the calendar of the globalists for a very, very long time. They keep sticking to that number. They're saying you're going to have driverless cars, robotic doctors and nurses, and intelligent digital agents that are going to be part of your daily life. They're going to have some radical change by then. They've been playing that for a long time. That is why they are stepping up the police state. internally in this country because they're concerned about the unrest. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls. That number again is 877-789-ALEX.
This is Alex. Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
KLON, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live here in studio. We had Alex Jones, who's on the road, join us in the last hour, break down what he sees behind what's going on in Iraq with ISIS. And we wanted to get your calls, let you weigh in on that. We also wanted to get you to weigh in on what you think about corruption in our country today. Now, 40 years after the resignation of Richard Nixon yesterday, what do you think about corruption? What do you think about impeachment? Is that something we should be pursuing? Of course, Boehner announced that he was not going to pursue impeachment. He had no intention of doing that. As a matter of fact, that was all just a plot from the Democrats that was hatched in the White House. They really want the Republicans to impeach them. So what do you think about that? Should we give amnesty to the undocumented worker in the White House, or should we go after corruption and breaking the law wherever we see it? So I want to take your calls on that. And, of course, the Sunday number is 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to go to RJ in Oklahoma in just 1 second. But before I do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Survival Shield X2. Harvested more than 7,000 feet below the earth, escaping Fukushima's ground effects. It's 50% stronger for the same price as Survival Shield, and that's the original iodine supplement that we had for our listeners. It's a high-purity source of 99.99% pure grade. We're the only one in the world. Extremely hard to achieve this. It's great for a survival kit due to its extra strength, and you can get it in 5 and 10 packs. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2. Let's go to RJ in Oklahoma. RJ, you wanted to weigh in on ISIS and what's going on in Iraq. What's your thoughts on this? Okay, I think he's gone now. Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad. Hello, guys. We're having some phone problems here. Not getting him there. Okay, let's go to David in Austin. David. Okay, looks like the phones are not working. So let's give you some news about what's going on with Ebola. We've got warnings, panic, and all over the country. We've got all over the world, I should say. It was just a week or so ago that we had someone get off of a plane in the UK at Gatwick Airport. She'd been vomiting on the plane. As she got off, she collapsed. Everybody was concerned that perhaps it might be Ebola, even though they didn't see blood. So everybody was panicked. We see that in Saudi Arabia, they had a suspected Ebola victim. They tested them. They did not have the virus. We see the same thing happening in Hong Kong. Somebody was suspected of having Ebola. They took them away. However, these incidents show just how easy it would be for someone who did have Ebola to enter the country via the airplanes. And so workers in the UK who are manning the border, who are at the airports, are very concerned about this because they're the ones on the front line. They're the ones who are going to be exposed first. They're essentially, you could say, the canaries in the coal mine. When you start seeing the border staff dropping over, dying in the airport, then you start quarantining that area. But they don't like being the canaries in the coal mine. They said they're terrified. They're threatening to strike. They said that these are staffers at London's Heathrow and Gatwick Airport. They're furious that no measures have been put in place to preserve their health. Well, guess what? No measures have been put in place to preserve our health either. And they're bringing in people into this country who are sick rather than sending the treatments to them. If you remember when John Bowne went to the border and reported on that, Falfurrias was the area. He had pictures of people that had died on this rancher's large ranch there, decaying bodies, various states of decomposition. They were talking about how it was breaking the budget of that city to even bury everyone, let alone provide medical treatment. They had a lot of people who were bitten by rattlesnakes as they were coming across, and they said it was costing them a fortune because they were having to fly in anti-venom from another location because in the small town they don't have a hospital that has rattlesnake anti-venom there. So the anti-venom itself is expensive, and they had to fly it in. But, of course, that was cheaper than flying these people to wherever they would get that treatment. And, of course, it is much easier if you've got some kind of a treatment, you think, for Ebola. There you can see, if you're watching this live on Infowars.com, you can see some of the slides, some of the pictures of the decomposing bodies, some of them just left as skulls out in that area. A lot of people are dying coming across there. That's why it's so amazing to hear this narrative that it is simply 8-year-old children holding their teddy bears, as George Will told us. That is not the case. The young people who are coming across, even if they're escorted by a parent, that ought to be treated as reckless endangerment. But, of course, they're giving that a pass. But the point I wanted to make about the Ebola connection is that why would we spend the money to try to fly these people back separately in quarantined airplanes rather than just send the treatment to them to help them if we've got a working treatment? I think it is there in order to raise panic, in order to raise an alarm. And, of course, other people have said follow the money. I think it was Michael Savage took the position that perhaps they're trying to panic the public and then show or pretend that they've got a treatment for Ebola so they can then go out and force vaccinate everyone. And you don't have to do much to get people scared about Ebola. There's a New York Times article today. The title is Don't Touch the Walls. Ebola Fears Infect an African Hospital. This is an amazing firsthand account of what's going on in Sierra Leone and in Nigeria. They're talking about how so many patients, nurses, and health workers have died in government hospital that many people in the city are seeing the hospitals as a death trap. So they're avoiding the hospitals. And so what they're doing is they're dying in the streets. And as this New York Times writer, Adam Nossiter, went there and was walking through, a Western medical technician yelled out to him, don't touch the walls, they're totally infected. He said people don't die here in the hospital anymore. He says they're dying in the community, 5 or 6 a day. And, of course, in neighboring Liberia and in the capital city of this country, Monrovia, they said 23 health workers have been infected. The president is calling it necessary for the very survival, he says, of our state and for the protection of the lives of our people to quarantine the area to make sure that this doesn't come across the border. Are we doing that in Western countries? Are we doing that in America? No. Instead, we are bringing people in rather than sending the treatment to them, rather than maintaining a quarantine. Why are we violating all of our health protocols from the CDC? He says dead bodies have been appearing on the streets and the houses throughout Monrovia. But with the hospitals closed, they said most of the bodies are being found in the streets and not in the hospitals, and people are not dying in the hospital. So they said it's a very dangerous place. They're washing their hands 50 times a day. And this last quote here from one of the Doctors Without Borders logistician said, there is no system here. There is no isolation. If you make a mistake, you get infected. And, of course, when Paul Joseph Watson was talking to Dick Morris on the radio about this, he was saying, well, there's this disagreement going back and forth as to whether or not it is airborne or whether or not you have to have direct contact with the blood. And there's disagreement about that based on some tests that they've done with animals. But, of course, when you see doctors and health workers routinely coming down with this, I know it is very contagious and it's very difficult to maintain these procedures, and that may be what's up with it. But the possibility exists that they don't understand how the disease is transmitted fully. Maybe it is transmitted by air, and they're not acknowledging that and not guarding for that. Now, as that's breaking, and as we're looking at the possibility of having quarantines and the possibility of having forced vaccinations, this story broke today. This is from MyFox8 out of Wisconsin. A girl with a sore throat is given the HPV vaccine and dies just hours after leaving the doctor. And they say the only thing different about that day was the shot, said her parents. So that's something we're going to pick up with that right after we come back, because there's a little bit more about that. I want to go into that a little bit more, and we're going to try to take your call, see if we can get this phone system ironed out. We'll be right back.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we're taking your calls in this segment. We're going to be going to Brad in Louisiana in just a moment about Iraq and impeachment. But first, I was talking about Ebola before the break, and I want to go to Rich in New York, who called in about that. Rich, go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I can't believe I got it on my first shot. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good.
I can't believe that this country would allow for a contagious disease like that. I mean, even doctors have come forth and said, you know, why are you bringing them into this country? You know that most diseases or most infections are spread in hospitals.
Yes. And that's what I was just reporting at the New York Times, is talking about how everybody was so afraid of the hospitals in Sierra Leone and in Nigeria that they're empty. They're saying don't touch the walls, they're totally infected. People are staying away, but they're still dying. They're dying in the streets, they're dying in their homes, but they're certainly not going to the hospitals.
And the first thing, obviously, you do is contain, and the contain is not let anybody in or out of the area. You quarantine there. You don't even have to be a doctor to be able to understand that concept.
That's right. That's right. So what's your take behind it? Why do you think they would do that?
I don't know yet. I'm still waiting. I mean, there's been some people saying, well, this is a big spin on Big Pharma coming up with some antidote to cure it and turning it into a money-making thing. I'm not quite sure, but all I know is that from a medical standpoint, that is not the thing to do to start shipping people all over the world.
That's right. It's hard to say. We don't really know what their motives are, but we start asking questions when we see them doing things that make absolutely no sense, that violate all their protocols, that violate common sense, that violate everything that you would expect to see with something that is this serious, this contagious. When they stand down, you got to say, well, why would they do that? It makes absolutely no sense. There comes a time at which you got to say, there's something besides incompetence going on here. There's some other alternative motives that are going on, whether, like we said before, perhaps it is that they want to create a panic and sell or force us to buy their mandatory vaccines, or whether this is just as simple as the people here at the University of Texas, the professor who said he wanted to see 90% of the people on Earth die, and he had said that he wanted an airborne Ebola virus, suggested that would be the way to make that happen. So who knows what their real motive is, but certainly we can't chalk this up just to incompetence or something far beyond that. Thank you, Rich, in New York. Let's go to Brad. You've been holding on for a long time. Brad in Louisiana, you want to talk about Iraq and impeachment. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Dave. I wanted to mention the fact that when President Bush, number one, ended his desert war, very soon after that time, there was a squadron of F-16s that were sent into Iraq for the purpose of a bombing sortie. And everyone was taken by surprise by that. I was working for a company who convened a meeting among its data field supervisors to tell us that the reason that this was being done was to destroy a cache of fiber optic cables that Saddam Hussein was warehousing, and that it had to be done so that we could continue to pull up their electromagnetic waves from cell phones and things like that. Now, something like that is easy to understand. What is going on today with regard to Obama is that the job is just too big for the man He does not know what he is doing. I think that everybody...
You know, Brad, let me jump in there and say, I agree with you. I think it is too big for Obama. I think it's too big for anybody. Because we've allowed the presidency, the office of the presidency, to acquire powers that were never intended for it. I mean, we've seen Congress essentially step aside from their duty to try to keep the executive in power, to check the executive, to check the bureaucracy. They have abdicated their power, and we see this power being concentrated. Of course, he's trying to do it with executive orders. It isn't that we've asked him to do something and he's reluctantly saying, well, all right, I'll do it, but I don't really know that I'm up to it. They are taking this power upon themselves, and that, I think, is one of the most important reasons that we need to follow through with impeachment, is to try to devolve that power. But, of course, the Republicans don't want to see that happen either, because they're salivating for the day when they're going to get their hands on the levers of the dictatorship. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I concur completely. With regard to impeachment, it should have been done before. But the fact of the matter is that I'm calling you from the second most corrupt state in the United States as of a recent poll. So we know a little bit about it here in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And we see it at the lowest levels of politics, even at the school superintendent level within a parish. You know, it's something that's inherent with this authority that's given to people. They begin to think that they are thinking for everyone and that the people don't count anymore. It's the people voted me in, so they must want me to make decisions for them. And, of course, this is exactly the opposite of what it's all about.
You know, I'll go back to this article that we had last week. We had, I think it was on Tuesday, we had a fourth hour of Overdrive where we played an interview that Alex had with this Marine colonel from New Hampshire, retired Colonel Pete Martino, who spoke out about the small town that was getting a donation of a giant military vehicle in this very peaceful, very small town. And he said, this is a militarization of the country, of our police, and nobody sees it. But when he wrote this article, when we posted the interview up, we put in an article that he had written just a few days before where he was focusing on the corruption. And as you were just saying, Brad, as you see a lot of corruption in Louisiana, he pointed out that you're always going to have people who are going to violate, who are going to game the system. And so unless you want to see your entire system taken down, you have to kick those people out. You have to take action against them. You have to prosecute them. And that applies whether you're talking about police who are violating the rules of engagement, who are shooting people on the streets when they've got their hands up, to whether you're talking about somebody in city council. That's why when you don't do that, that's why they talk about the fish rotting from the head down. That's the Greek metaphor, the saying that they had, the fish always rots from the head down. When you see Richard Nixon being taken out for impeachment, it was very important for that to be done. It's very important that we do that today. And if we don't do that, we're going to see this corruption moving further down. They get the message that they're not going to be punished. Just as we saw that cop, I think it was a video that went out on Thursday where he said, hey, Obama's violating the Constitution. I really don't care about your First Amendment rights, about your Fourth Amendment rights. Get out of this police station or I'm going to arrest you right now. These people that were going in there complaining about how they were not allowed to film or ask questions in a public housing area, which is essentially public property. And he said, I don't care. We have a president who doesn't obey the Constitution. I, as a police officer, don't have to obey the Constitution. And so that's what he was talking about. When you allow that, and that decision begins at the top, when you allow that to happen, it permeates all the way down. You know, it was Winston Churchill who said when he was talking about the American Revolution, he said, when the Americans got their freedom, that gave greater freedom to the people in Britain because it broke the freedom of the king. So when you allow that corruption to happen, it permeates its way all the way down. We're going to be right back with your calls. We're going to talk about the 40th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation as well as ISIS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Here and here, GCN.
Henry Kissinger, oh, I'm missing you.
Yes, the only man who's ever taken a resignation of a president, Henry Kissinger.
With your crinkly past and your glassy stare.
With your crinkly hair and your glassy stare. And your Machiavellian scheme. That's Henry Kissinger. This is Monty Python. That's Monty Python's take on Henry Kissinger, of course, with your crinkly hair and your glassy stare and your Machiavellian schemes. Well, you know, Henry Kissinger just had open heart surgery. He's 91 years old, and he had open heart surgery. Can you imagine that? I didn't know he had a heart. He was the guy that Richard Nixon resigned to. I find that very interesting. We showed this at the beginning of the show, the resignation letter of Richard Nixon 40 years ago yesterday. Dear Mr. Secretary, in other words, Henry Kissinger, I hereby resign the office of President of the United States. Sincerely, Richard Nixon. Why wouldn't he resign to the Vice President or to the Speaker of the House, who's third in power? But he resigns to the guy who runs all these globalist organizations that we've seen for the last 40, 50 years, Henry Kissinger, at Bilderberg, at all these different organizations. He's got his hand in the pie at every single one of those. And, you know, we look at the crimes of Richard Nixon, as we pointed out earlier, this article from Outside the Beltway saying that public trust in government has hit new lows under Obama. They said prior to Watergate, the American public always trusted government. They thought that government could be trusted to do what was right always or most of the time. That is incredibly naive. But that was the situation up until Watergate. At that point, it went from more than half to 36%. Yet today, we see it has fallen to 13%, a record low from Obama. Because I think people realize that as bad as Richard Nixon was, and I'm glad to see him go, there was a lot involved with him being taken out. Of course, you could always say that that was a coup that was organized by some people. But he really was a corrupt individual. Of course, his vice president was handing out stacks of cash in his office. But look at Nixon's legacy, in case you think that we should vote for Republicans over Democrats because they're not as bad as Democrats always. We've got the EPA that he created, and now we see 40 years later how they're overreaching, going against, in one particular instance, this case where they're trying to expand their powers. They've got a rancher in Montana. I don't even call him a rancher. He's got 8 acres, and he put a pond on his 8 acres. And the water in that pond doesn't cross his property lines. It's just stuff that he's collected from rainwater. Yet the EPA is now trying to regulate that. They're fining him $75,000 a day, this guy with 8 acres. And they then moved ahead after that. If that wasn't outrageous enough, they said, we're going to just take the money out of your bank account like the IRS does. Well, that agency, the EPA, was created by Richard Nixon. He gave us a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, which, again, was a massive overreach and intrusion of the federal government into the states to set speed limits. He gave us the war on drugs. He coined the term. Of course, it was Ronald Reagan and Ed Meese who really then turned it against the end users and started filling up our prisons to the extent that we had to let violent criminals out on the streets in order to keep these guys in with their mandatory minimums for having marijuana possession. He also, Richard Nixon, began transforming and transferring our economy to China, opening up China. We hear that as being a great initiative of Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. And then, of course, there's wage and price controls that he put in. So when you think that everything is solved by getting a Republican, think again. You know, we even had this article that came up earlier about Mitch McConnell and how his wife sits on the board of a group that is working to kill the coal industry. It's not just Obama who says, if you want to build a coal plant, you can do that, but it's just going to bankrupt you. No, it's the wife of the minority leader who has already defeated a conservative opponent in the primaries. So now they've got full spectrum dominance. You can either vote for a Democrat or you can vote for a Democrat, Mitch McConnell. He says that he presents himself as defender of Kentucky's coal mining industry, and yet his wife, former Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao, sits on the board of directors of Bloomberg Philanthropies. She sits on the board of a Bloomberg organization that has put $50 million into the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal Initiative, an advocacy effort with the expressed goal of killing the coal industry. This is coming from Yahoo. This is being reported on Yahoo News. Now, they want to retire. This is their specific goal. They want to retire a third of the nation's 500 coal plants by 2020 and replace the majority of retired coal plants, keeping coal in the ground of Appalachia. And so he talks about, and Bloomberg talks about, how coal is a self-inflicted public health risk. Well, you know what? You are taking away our only way to be self-sufficient in energy, or perhaps our best way to be self-sufficient in energy. I understand there's applications for solar. And I like solar power because it's a way to get off of the grid. And I like to see the decentralization of power. But as far as the grid goes, these renewables like solar power, like wind, cannot provide the steady state levels of power that you need without massive amounts of storage. And we don't have that storage technology yet. They are too intermittent. So you've got to have something, or else you're going to have no power. If you don't have coal, you're going to have no power, or you're going to be paying much, much, much more for your energy than you can afford. That's what's behind this. And, of course, we see that now with Mitch McConnell. Good example of Richard Nixon. And yet, when we look at impeachment, what is it that we're talking about? We're talking about getting rid of corruption. It was earlier in the week that we had this article that was up by Colonel Pete Martino talking about corruption, how we had to purge people. And if you go back to the beginning of the Obama administration, back to 2009, there was a judge out of Houston, and this judge was quoted in this article by Colonel Pete Martino. He said, "Hopefully we won't have someone like Judge Samuel Kent, who went to prison on charges that he abused his power and lied in order to cover up sexual assaults on two women who worked for him. He told one of them, quote, 'I am the government. I'm the Lion King. It's good to be the king. I'm the Emperor of Galveston, the man wearing the horned hat and guiding the ship.'" Now, let me tell you what happened to that lunatic, okay? He was convicted in criminal court, but he only served 33 months. This was 2009. Obama had just taken office. The Congress was so reluctant to impeach this guy that they finally did it. He sent a letter of resignation once. They didn't accept the letter of resignation. They eventually did impeach him after he was already in jail. They finally got around to doing it. And then it went to the Senate. The Senate then visited this judge in jail. He offered a second letter of resignation, and they accepted that and then went back to the House and said, "Now that we've accepted his resignation, let's just stop the impeachment thing right now." And it ended. So he only served 33 months, and when they accepted his resignation, what they did was allow him to now draw a retirement plan for the rest of his life. That was what was at stake, impeachment versus retirement. That's the level of corruption that we have in the government, that they look out for their own no matter what. They tolerate that kind of criminal activity no matter what, and that goes all the way back to 2009. So when Boehner says he's not going to go after the president, I'm not surprised. It isn't because the president hasn't done things that exactly line up, as we pointed out time and time again, as many people pointed out, exactly line up with the articles of impeachment with Richard Nixon. You know, Richard Nixon was never accused of doing a burglary. What he was accused of was covering up the criminal actions of his subordinates, thereby making those criminal actions his own. He covered up and blocked investigations into criminal actions. And we've had the Obama administration do this over and over and over again. Yet they will not impeach him. They won't even impeach a delusional judge who brags about being the king, the Emperor of Galveston and the Lion King, and saying it's good to be the king, essentially quoting Mel Brooks out of the History of the World. You know, we did the Louis the 16th thing. They won't even impeach a guy like that. So how do we think they're going to move against someone that is really powerful like the president? Now, I want to switch and go back to ISIS, and we're going to do that right after the break. Of course, we had Alex Jones breaking down for us live in the last hour, as well as with a special report, what's really going on in ISIS. And I want to take a call from Tom in Dallas, and he's talking about how Marines have been training ISIS over there. So we're going to be right back. Stay tuned with that call.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
What causes my concern about our government? I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, and we've got several people who have been holding for quite a while. I want to try to get to everybody, that these four at least. I think we can get to Tom in Dallas, David in Austin, Mark in California, and Richard in Austin. I'll try to get hold of all of you in this segment. Let's go to Tom in Dallas. Tom, you had something about Marines training ISIS?
Yeah, David. If you go on the 24th, and I have 2 points. I have something after this one. If you go to the 24th MEU, which is the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, on their website, it's been up for 2 years telling that they've been in Jordan doing it. It's right there on the internet.
Wow. Wow.
And the second thing.
Are you in the military? Are you in the military?
I was in the Marine Corps 20 years ago. So I look at these web pages just to see what's going on. 24th news out of Lejeune, and then the 31st is out of Okinawa. They're the main ones, but they're composite units.
Okay.
But it's right there. Anyway, number two, this is something that's very simple, David, and I'm sure it'll be close to your heart. I can't believe anybody else hasn't thought of this up to now. Section 2 of the Constitution is the one that delineates the power of the president and the vice president, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these agencies that we have problems with, the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, are all under the executive branch. What if we have a constitutional convention to repeal Article 2 of the Constitution, and then just have each one of the governors, when something comes up for what used to be the president's sign, you just have to have 26 governors sign it. That way we eliminate the executive branch, we eliminate the IRS, we eliminate Homeland Security, all of the things that are violating our constitutional rights. I think we need to get a movement to repeal Article 2 of the Constitution.
I agree with you. I think that we have seen our Congress essentially abdicate all of its power over to these different bureaucracies because they now have the power to essentially write laws. They create the bureaucracy and then they give that bureaucracy the right to create laws, to have a police force, to have a quote-unquote court system where you don't have jury trial, where you don't have the presumption of innocence, but they haul you in, they assess the fine, you're guilty until you prove your innocence to these different agencies, and it is totally out of control. Very good suggestion. Give us that site once more. You said that where we could see them training ISIS again? Because we have a bad connection.
It's the website of the 24th MEU, Marine Expeditionary Unit. Just look it up on Google. It'll come up. It has their little seal, and it'll tell everything they've been doing for 2 years. 24th MEU out of Lejeune.
All right, great. We've got it up on the site right now. Thank you for the tip. That's Tom in Dallas. Let's go to David in Austin. David, go ahead.
Hey, David, how are you? Hey, I have two things I wanted to hit on real quick. One of them is kind of unrelated to your topic today. There's a guy named Mark Passio. He has a show called What on Earth is Happening. He used to be a high priest in the Church of Satan. He's since left it and renounced it, and he has deep occult knowledge, way deeper than Mark Dice's knowledge of the occult and of secret societies. You guys should definitely have him on the show. His name is Mark Passio. The other thing I wanted to hit on is that here in Austin, we had a big rally against the Israeli government. You know, with all these liberals coming out to protest against the Israeli government, but where are these same people protesting when there's Christians being crucified and beheaded all over Syria and Iraq in the thousands? And it's just barbarous what's happening over there, but nobody is speaking out. Nobody seems quite as disturbed and terrified as they should be outside of a small group of libertarians. It just doesn't seem like the world's taken aback by it in the way it should be.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, these people, as Alex has pointed out, as we've said here repeatedly, these really are bad guys. They really are crucifying people. They really are killing people. They never use good people to accomplish their globalist objectives. Take a look at what happened in Nicaragua. They took out Panama. They took out Noriega, and then they put in their own guy, okay? And they took out Torrijos. I'll get with it in a second. They took out Torrijos, then they put in Noriega, and then you hear them talking about strongman Noriega. Now, he was a bad guy, but they love to use these kinds of people so that when they want to remove that guy, they've got a long record of a rap sheet of what they've been doing. And so that's what they do. They do that with individuals. They do that with groups. They use one corrupt group, one group of terrorists to take out these people, and then they go in and declare war on that group, that second group of terrorists, and take them out, telling everybody the truth about them, saying this is a murderous group. They are crucifying people in the streets. Yet, who created this group? Who trained this group? Just as Tom was telling us just before that, they've been training ISIS for a long time. They've been training and posing with pictures of terrorists in Syria for a long time. That was what was going on in Benghazi. They were transferring weapons to these guys. Taking down Gaddafi, they have essentially turned all of Libya into a terrorist training ground. That's what's going on with our foreign policy. And unless people take a step back and look at this and realize what we're doing, we're not going to be helping anyone. It's the American government that is fomenting this chaos and these wars. And we are not necessarily going to help anything by riding in there on a white horse and starting to shoot even more people. We have to take a step back. We have to get our government under control. And we're not going to do that as long as we get scared into every war that comes along. Let's go to Richard in Austin. Richard, go ahead. Richard, are you there?
God dang it.
Go ahead. You're live on air. Hey, Richard.
Good job.
Hey, Richard. Are you there? Okay, let's go to Mark in California. Mark.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? You want to talk about the filming the police. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Richard in Austin.
Oh, Richard. Okay, go ahead. You want to talk about rank-and-file military. Say. Go ahead, Richard.
Right, because you guys have done all you can do, really, to alert the world of what's going on. We all know what the backgrounds of the Dick Cheneys and Obamas are. We know their entire objective is to bring us all to our knees. But at the end of the day, sir, if we don't start demanding that all our troops who have decided to come home and commit suicide in front of their wife and kids, if we don't demand that they start standing up against the chain of command that put them to do all these things that they've been doing overseas, if we don't start to, now you guys do a good job of doing it, but the other callers have to do it, their family members got to do it. It's got to be a movement like the same one they had with the bonus army back in 1917 or wherever it was.
Yes.
They have to start standing up and stop acting like children. I understand they're hurt. They're really hurt. You know, they're broke because they realize what they've been doing, like Pat Tillman discovered, was really inhuman stuff. But
there's a way to redeem that, isn't there? And, you know, we just had the anniversary of the Valkyrie plot to try to assassinate Hitler. That was back in July 20th. And when they reported on that in the news, they pointed out that now the German government uses that as an example to teach the German people that when you have a leader that gives you illegal orders, that gives you immoral orders, that tells you to do the wrong thing, you have a duty and an obligation to oppose that. Just as all of the American people have a duty and an obligation to oppose tyranny, to oppose a government that is breaking the law, that is violating people's rights, that is murdering people, that's what the Declaration of Independence was about. It lays that out. It's got four that clauses in it. It says, you know, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that governments are created to establish those rights, and that when government violates those rights, we have a duty and a right to alter or abolish that government. We have to look at our government and not fall into this Romans 13 mentality that, hey, if it's the government, we need to trust it, that it will always do the right thing, or that it's established by God if you're a Christian. I find it very encouraging to see that now only 13% of the people trust the government to always do the right thing. We should never be that naive about any institution. We should always be reforming these institutions, because whenever you've got a lot of power, you are going to draw people to that power. You're going to draw a lot of the wrong people to that power. Just as if you had a big stash of money, you're going to draw thieves to that stash of money. Well, when you put a lot of power in Washington, you're going to draw the wrong kinds of people who are enticed and seduced by that power, who will do anything to get to that power. We have to watch them like hawks, and that means all of us, not just the people who are in government, but especially the people in government. And if we cannot reform ourselves, if we've got a Congress who won't impeach judges who rape women, if we've got a Congress that won't impeach a president who drone strikes American citizens abroad without due process, who violates the laws, who spies on American citizens. That was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, that he used the CIA and other intelligence agencies to spy on his own citizens. That was nothing compared to what's going on with the NSA today. We have to be able to reform that. We have to step up and say we're not going to take it any longer. And I agree with you, but it's not just the people in government. It's the people outside of the government who have to get involved in this, who have to care enough to purge this corruption out of our government. Well, that's it for today. We're going to be back tomorrow at 11. Actually, Alex Jones will be here live in studio, 11 Central. Join us then.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.